talking of enjoyment, Let's Talk sub-editor Terry Redhead finds great enjoyment in sport. So it's been a thrilling few weeks for him, and I'm sure it's not finished yet. Here's Tony to impart some of Terry's enthusiasm.
My school days revolve as much around sport as they did academic subjects and proper lessons. My working life has been more than half spent working as a sports journalist. So, like so many of you, the past few weeks have been just amazing for me. Royal Ascot is always a great highlight for me in the middle of June. The European Football Championships have been fantastic, ending with the July the 11th final at Wembley and, ultimately, heartbreak for England fans. Wimbledon's 2 weeks were glorious, and the Open Golf Championship at Royal St George's thrilled us all from July the 15th to the 18th. Top that with the Tour de France culminating in Paris on July 18th, and throw in the British Grand Prix at Silverstone, and it's no wonder sports fans have been in seventh heaven. Oh, did I forget to mention the little matter of the Olympic Games in Japan, attracting us since July 23rd and still doing so to this day? Sport has a way of becoming so important in many people's lives. We all remember our playing days, no matter what the sport. And we want to know your fondest memories as a player or spectator. I remember keeping a list of all the school football matches I played from 1965 to 1972. I remember running in the cross-country championships. I recall hitting my first six in adult cricket and making a top score of 86 against a fellow village team when I was in my 20s. My golf was never great, but I remember a birdie two at the par 3/4 at Dunstan Hall about 15 years ago, as if it was yesterday. And what about all those squash matches at RAF bases where the hosts rewarded us with supplies of curry as an after-match treat? While working for Let's Talk, I even received an indoor bowls lesson from England international Greg Harlow at Potter's Resort at Hopton. And during a long journalistic career, I've had the chance to speak with top jockeys Frankie Dettori and Sir A.P. McCoy, former England football team World Cup winners Jeff Hurst and the late Gordon Banks, cricketers Trevor Bailey, Jeff Boycott and Michael Vaughan, boxing legends Sugar Ray Leonard and Alan Minter, and athletes like gold medal winning 400 metres hurdler David Hemery. I've been lucky to have played at a very ordinary level so many sports and to have been allowed professionally to meet with so many great players of different sports.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel quite breathless after that. I think we need to have something calm and relaxing now.